Bills Roundup presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
Day two of training camp is already in the books, and the Bills feel they are much further ahead of where they were last summer. While the NFL lockout is certainly a part of the reason why, they also feel that in year three under Chan Gailey, with a lot of the same pieces in place, they can move that much faster.
I feel like we all hit the ground running. It's crazy. I like the feeling of everybody together, the camaraderie, the way we feel with each other, what we playing together. Everything's like it's coming together, slowly but surely.
I feel like we're much more on the same page. We've got a lot more things ironed out. We've been able to add a few wrinkles that we think will help us down the line. I see us being a lot further ahead than we were last year.
Sean Merriman, for the first time in a long time, has a full workload on his plate at training camp. Now fully healed from his Achilles surgery in the offseason, Merriman has personal goals that he hopes to make good on as he anticipates entering the season healthy for the first time in 3 years.
For me personally, just, you know, being one of the biggest contributors on defense, do something to make it easy on other guys, and be a game changer, do something to change the game and help the team.
Merriman has been running primarily with the second unit at both right and left defensive end. As expected, some of the position battles saw changes in practice on Friday. Cordy Glenn was the starting left tackle on offense, while Chris Kelce manned the starting right defensive end position on the defensive side of the ball. Vince Young was the second team quarterback. On the highlight reel Friday, there were several plays made in the passing game. T.J. Graham kicked things off with his deep ball down the far sideline early in 7-on-7 work. David Nelson looked smooth on this catch down the seam from Ryan Fitzpatrick just 3 plays later during the same 7-on-7 session. Defensively, linebacker Chris White picked off this pass over the middle from Tyler Thigpen, but he took the other way for the INT. Cornerback Prince Miller also had an interception on this Thigpen pass that had Kamar Aiken targeted. Ravel Martin had a big gainer on this deep post pattern on a throw from Thigpen in 11-on-11. C.J. Spiller got a nice hole to run through from the offensive line on this carry to daylight as he easily reached the secondary. Marcel Darius had a couple of tackles for loss on run plays, including this snatching of Spiller behind the line of scrimmage in 11-on-11. But the play of the day was turned in by fullback Corey McIntyre, whose wheel route turned into a 65-yard touchdown as he was wide open down the left sideline and coasted to the end zone for 6. The Bills have an afternoon practice scheduled for Saturday, and it will be the first session in pads. It comes your way at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. At Bills Training Camp at St. John Fisher, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.